Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of Life Sooner style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, hi, this is Robin Savage, one of the regular diners at the Transformation Cafe. I'm really excited. We're actually on location tonight. We'll talk about that in a little bit. We want to get everybody introduced to who we've got at the table tonight. Plus, we've got a guest chef in the house. That's always really fun. So, hey, Miss Glory, how are you tonight?
I am doing wonderfully. It's so nice to talk to you again.
Tell everybody a little bit about who you are, or we're just going to say you're fabulous, Gloria, and move on.
That's right. I'm phenomenal.
Okay, she's just a fabulous Gloria. Well, not just. She just. It is. It is. That's right. And Mr. Jamie, you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Mr. Jamie, and I'm a regular diner at the Transformation Cafe.
Yeah, and he has a fabulous the Chrome Ohm tattoo shop up in the Seattle area. So anybody's looking to get some beautiful artwork and display it on their lovely bodies, give Mr. Jamie a call up in the and actually you can go onto his website, which is chromeohm.com, right?
That's correct.
.com.
Or you could dial us directly at 206-325-9482.
Okay, he rattled that off really quickly. Okay, and our guest chef tonight, it's Miss Gail, and actually, thanks to Gloria and Gail had gone to a wonderful spiritual tea. What was it, you guys, about a month and a half, 2 months ago?
We've been at a couple of things together, actually.
A couple things together, and the one thing I love about the introduction that I got from Gloria is that Gail is proud to say she's an SOB. And I
Absolutely.
Just really wanted Gail to go ahead and just tell us all about that, because I hear that there's just an enthusiasm and a story behind that. So our guest chef is Miss Gail. You go, Miss Gail.
Well, hi, this is Gail, and I'm known as Dr. Gail, SOB, which is spunky old broad. And so I am very spunky, and I'm sitting here actually on the East Coast, so it's midnight. I had to really prop my eyelids up to stay awake. And I know Gloria would be happy to know that I've got two cats and a dog in bed with me.
Oh, well, there you go, girlfriend. She's got the warm cuddlies going on with her, so congratulations.
Absolutely.
On that. That's awesome. That's awesome. So how did you come up with the SOB? You said that happened. I was looking at your website. Do you want to tell everybody your website address?
Well, there's two. One is spunkyoldbroad.com, and the other is livingregretfree.com.
Okay, living regret-free. That sounds pretty darn awesome. And, okay, so how did you start with this SOB thing? It was about 5 years ago?
Yeah, it was, and I was sitting with a group of women in the back of a room listening to a speaker, and we were kind of talking a little bit, and I said, you know, we really need to be quiet. And somebody said, oh, no, you know, that's all right. You know, we can just sit here and talk. And I said, oh, that's because we're a couple of SOBs, spunky old broads, and that's where it all started from.
Well, and if you go to her website, she's got a blog. She has some YouTube that she's put together, and just such a supportive thing for women over 50. And why are you picking women over 50? Why is that the love of your focus?
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of women, when they hit 50, they think they become invisible, and they don't think that people are paying attention to them anymore. And I'm trying to give them a way to live regret-free and to be able to do all the things that they thought they would never be able to do.
So it's like I'm having that spunky bucket list, right? Is that
That's
what we're saying?
That's right.
Okay,
a lot of people think it's too late for them, and it's just the beginning of everything.
Well, you know, it's interesting. The other day I was listening to the news, and they were talking about centenarians, which is 100 people over 100 years old, and they said that 20% of the population now is over 100. And they're
saying that's a big number. That's huge,
yeah. And they're saying by 2020 that 40% will be over 100. So,
well, my mom is 99 and a half, so
that's pretty good. That's very good. And I'm sure you're going to live way past that because you're just an SOB and not afraid to say that. So, you know how that goes. So, yeah, so I just thought that was such an interesting thing for information. I actually, it's kind of interesting. I had a friend today that we celebrated her birthday, and she's 70. And you know what? She looks like she's not, you know, she's just, you know, in her late 50s. She's got a vivaciousness about her. She just loves life, and she's just out there every day doing what she loves to do and just really enjoying people. It's about just enjoying the day to the fullest, and I know that's something that you really talk about with your website and living with no regrets.
Well, and it also, that's one of the reasons she stays so young, because when people really enjoy their day and they have a wonderful time and they do what they love to do and they really follow their heart, it makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Now, how old are you, Gail?
I'm 73.
She's 73. Look at
and
that.
And I still work out 2 hours a day.
Yeah, I you know, on the website she was claiming on that she gives these kids a run for their money. There you go.
That's true.
I think that's fabulous. And I really loved that on your site you were really honest sharing about, you know, how you've had some difficulties, you've had some challenges. So could you share that with our listeners?
Well, mostly, I mean, as far as personal life, I mean, I'm a widow. I'm also a great-grandmother. I lost an older son, but I'm a three-time breast cancer survivor. And as a matter of fact, I'm going under my 15th surgery next month. But I keep going. If I have a surgery on Thursday, I'm usually back at the gym by Monday.
Oh, my gosh. You are an SOB. Oh, my goodness. That's so fabulous. That's so fabulous. So you were saying that you have, there's 9 different items for living regret-free. You want to talk about maybe a couple of those?
Well, the first one, of course, is your attitude and your spirit. You know, how you think, how you feel, how you live, how you look at everything, whether or not you are someone that when you see something, you think of it in a positive light or a negative light. And most people don't realize, you know, how many negative thoughts they have in a day. Most of us are really, we experience about 100 what we call abrasive incidents a day. That's 3,000 a month. And, you know, it's really not what happens to you that makes the difference, but it's how you react to it. So your attitude, your spirit, and a lot of people hang around negative people, and you can't help but have that rub off on you if you do.
Okay. And so what are ways that, you know, you can start, you know, it's kind of difficult when you've got relatives that are your negative element in your
That's
life.
That's right. Especially when you're living with the negative people, it's tough to do anything about them.
So what do you suggest once you become a member of SOB, you know, what are things that you would encourage women to know and be able to use as tools to help them to deal with those special people?
Well, you know, I think it depends on what your passion is and what your particular areas where you can deal with stress are. One of the things, that's why I have my animals, because they really take the stress away from me. They produce a lot of stress in one way, because they don't get the mess
sure
clean up. But they're wonderful, and they love you no matter what. And so I find that for me, water, the water, animals, my working out, all of those things are stress reducers. And when you think of things in a positive manner, you know, you kind of deal with things, and you that's the whole key to being an SOB, is dealing with things head on, not hiding from them, not saying they don't happen, but really dealing with them head on.
Mm-hmm. So what would be another item that you have for being regret-free?
Well, of course, being fit and fabulous makes a big difference. When you feel good and you know that you can bounce back from anything that happens, and when you take care of yourself, and that's the way you eat, that's the way you live, that's the way you work out, no matter what it is, whatever routine you have, if you do that, it's going to make a big difference. Like today at the gym, one of the really fit women, young woman, came up to me and said, "Do you do something special with your nails?" And I said, "No, why?" And she said, "Well, they're so long and they're so hard." And I said, "Yeah, but that's really because of all the vitamins I take. I mean, I take a lot of supplements." So just how you live your life. If you really take care of yourself and you do your exercise every single day, no matter what that is for you, you'll find that really gives you the energy to keep going.
You know, and that's just so exciting to have a younger woman looking at you and having that certain level of mentorship, you know, on whatever level that she's willing to look at that and recognize that, you know, it's looking to someone who is older for the wisdom. And I think
they're looking at you for the wisdom and not for something else, right?
Right. Well, yeah, exactly, exactly. But, you know, I really think that we're kind of coming to a new place with that where, you know, especially if people are really familiar with the Indian way of, really coming to the grandmother wisdom, and I'm being able to own that on just a really powerful level. So,
well,
you know, having a young woman coming to you even on that level is just kind of the reaching out and looking at that, you know, you've got something that she wants to know about. So that's pretty awesome.
Exactly.
So have you considered having, like, the junior SOBs?
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, women have a very strange thing about, they love to be spunky, but they hate that word old. So one of the reasons that we talk about the younger SOBs, we talk about them as spunky, outrageous broads, because they are outrageous. Women today...
Oh, so they're always outrageous. Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yes, definitely. The 35 to 50-year-old is the outrageous broad.
Okay. See, now I would want to be sassy. Sassy and outrageous sounds pretty good.
Ooh. Yeah, pretty good.
So there you go.
Pretty good. Yep.
Because I just had my 50th birthday, so I'm thinking, I think I'm going to be sassy and outrageous.
That's
so
congratulations.
And, you know, it's interesting because actually I was talking to my friend who turned 70 today, and we were talking about that. We both looked at each other, and we were just saying, you know, we're proud to say what age we are because the number doesn't really mean anything. You know, it's what you're doing with your life, the quality of your life, the loving people and the exciting things that you're bringing into your life that you're willing to say yes to those things that really do make you happy.
And what's wonderful is that once you get past that, you know, the horrible teenage years, really your friends are all ages. I mean, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a friend who's 25, and you can have a friend who's 55, and you can have a friend who's 75, and everybody gets along with everybody.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's really, you know, an exciting thing, because I'm the same way. I've got friends all different ages, and I really value every different perspective. It just makes things life that much more fun and interesting just to go out and hang out with a certain person. They're going to want to do certain things, you know, different than somebody else. So it makes things really, really fun.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, are you going to be having any kind of workshops or anything that you want to have the listeners knowing about?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, in a couple of weeks, we're starting a teleseminar series, which we will be having, you know, all of the 9 secrets that we talk about and ways to deal with things and how to approach various areas. So, absolutely. And if they want to, they can email me at algayle@spunkyoldbroad.com and just mention, you know, your show, and I can give them all the information about it. But it's really to help them discover their true passion so they don't have any regrets in their life.
And is that going to be like just a one day, or are you going to have a series of classes?
Oh, no, it's going to be a 5-week series, and we're going to do some group coaching on it. We'll be over the phone. They won't have to travel anywhere but their own house. And the first of the year, we're going to be holding a retreat, and that will be at my home in Miami Beach. And they can find out about that as well.
Okay. Gosh, you've got it going. See, that's just so exciting now that we can be doing these workshops and having it where you can just stay in your jammies at home and you're still being able to just, like, learning so much and doing so much. Now, if you go ahead and sign up for the seminar, will they have the ability to be able to download and things like that?
Absolutely. If they miss the call, it'll be recorded and they can absolutely download it and then hear it at any time they want.
Okay, and you're going to have maybe a chat open available for questions and things like that for anything that might be coming
up
with that?
Oh, yeah, because if they can't get their questions answered, then I'm not giving them what they need.
Uh-huh. Now, how long have you been doing coaching?
I've probably been a coach all my life, you know. I would say, Robin, because I had I've had 3 different businesses, and in my first business, I had a chain of career schools, so we were always teaching and coaching and working with our students. And so I guess in a way I've been coaching all my life. And then I worked as a speaker and a coach and a consultant in 50 countries, 49 states, and I had a lot of different clients. So I've been coaching for a very long time, but this is really the first time that I've concentrated just on women and women 50 and over, because I just felt it was a neglected population. And I thought I really had something I could share with them.
That's so wonderful. So what's another thing that we can do for getting rid of all those regrets?
Well, one of the things that you can do is to understand how unique everybody is. We talk about your uniqueness, and, you know, that's very important, because when we talk about uniqueness, some people say, well, there's nothing different about me, there's nothing unusual about me, but every person is an individual, and every person has something unique about them. And if they would ask, their best friends, or if they would ask people who know them and say, well, you know, who do you think I am? What do you like about me? They'd be amazed what people have to say. But to mm-hmm. them, they're just doing ordinary things. But to everybody else, they're very extraordinary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did that exercise one time. I had gone to a seminar, and I mean, literally, we had been in the seminar for, I think, maybe 15, 20 minutes, and they gathered people into groups. And then everybody went around the room, around the groups that we had, and each person had their turn about, well, who they would pick one person out, and they'd say, you're this, and you're this, and you're this, and you're this, after they were able to talk for a couple of minutes. And it was amazing the insights that people have.
Absolutely. I mean, it's interesting because, you know, people always think that they're just, you know, who they are. They're used to themselves. But people who have met them for the first time, they find them very interesting, and everybody has an unusual hobby or something that they're interested in or passionate about, and they really make a big difference. And so I think people need to celebrate their uniqueness. I think that's very important.
So you want to talk a little bit about your books that you have? Do you have books or you have articles? Because I know that you've been on television. She's been on Fox and ABC and CBS, and you've been on Newsweek. And you've had a few of those articles that you have available, or have you written a book?
Well, I've written actually four books. I have a couple of business books. One's called Winning Ways, How to Get to the Top and Stay There. And then another is Big Ideas for Your Business, and that went to number 7 on Amazon's bestsellers, the business book. And then
good for you.
Yeah. And then we had one, How to Be an SOB, a spunky old broad who kicks butt. And that's all about, you know, what you can do to be a spunky old broad, and the 13 key tips that you have to follow. And then I go into the 9 secrets, and it's really an interesting book. And I kind of use it to illustrate what my life has been. I talk about, in each chapter, I talk about Gail's tales, what I did that was very appropriate to what I'm talking about. And then I talk about lessons learned, how that served me to accomplish what I have.
And I think, you know, people always appreciate it when you can come from just personal experiences and be humble enough to just really own where you are on just whatever level for being able to come from those experiences.
Oh, absolutely. And that's, of course, the best way to teach anyone is from experience. And what I have found is that the women that I coach and that I work with, I mean, they all have their own individual experiences. But one of the things that I do find happens to women who hit that 50 mark, and I don't know, Robin, if that's going to be you or not, but many of them are, you know, what we call the sandwich generation, where they're taking care of their kids because they've moved back in because the kids have lost their jobs, they've lost their homes. Some of them are also taking care of grandchildren, and they're also taking care of elderly parents. And that falls to a woman much more than a man. Even if they're a daughter-in-law, it seems that that responsibility falls to them. So we're trying to get them to live out their dreams and live out their passions, because even when they're successful, they could be a professional, they could be a lawyer, they could be a doctor, they could be a CPA. They're still stressed because they have all this responsibility, plus they have a very responsible position as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like I've been running across quite a few different business coaches and things like right now that are having like multiple business going on at the same time. Were you running more than one business at a time?
Well, in a way, I used to have, when I had my career school, I also had a talent agency and I also had a convention service company. So it was a big responsibility. I had 7 offices. I had about 350 people working with me. And it was something I never want to do again.
Yeah, I was going to say, aye, aye, aye.
And then I went to being a solopreneur when I became a speaker. I had one assistant, and that was it. And we ran a very nice business with one person and me always traveling. So that was quite an adventure as well.
Yeah, I bet. Well, it's like I've been in business for 30 years with my flower shop. Flowers for You in Riverside, California, and it's been a family-run business. All of our business success, but I can't really imagine. Well, you know, I've got many hats that I like to wear, but it's just very interesting to see just how much we can do in a day. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, that's a blessing and a curse, because women are the ultimate multitaskers, and now the latest theory is that you shouldn't be multitasking. You should be focusing on one thing at a time. And I think that's hard for a woman to do.
Yeah, you know what? I've actually heard that. And it was about a month ago, my staff actually looked at me and they said, pick a day of the week, you're going to take a day off. You're not going to be here. And I looked at them like, what? Are you kidding? Can you imagine that, Jamie? You just like, you take the day off and you're like, what do I do with myself? You know, especially when you're a small business owner, you
right.
just look at yourself like, I'm supposed to be there. What else am I going to do? I mean, besides running away, maybe going to a movie or something. You know, that goes.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
That's where your passion should set in, Robin, because you should be able to find something that you really love to do that you never have time to, and that's what you should do on your day off.
Right. Exactly. Well, you know, then you have your girlfriends and you're sitting at the beach and just enjoying yourself. So there
exactly.
you go. Life's good. So that was what was kind of a reference of where we're located tonight. One of our wonderful regular diners back last year, Miss Kathy Elliott, and I are sitting together. We're on the beach in Long Beach, California, literally looking across the ocean over at the Queen Mary. So thanks to modern technology, we can run a switchboard and actually be sitting on the beach at the same time.
Well, it doesn't get much better than that, you know. As
no,
I said,
no,
water
it doesn't.
Is one of
it
my
doesn't.
Passions. So that's
yeah,
a,
and we're
a
having
great
a nice
locale.
Little wave. I don't think you guys can hear our waves, but we're having a nice little wave thing going on. And as always, I'm always grateful for my regular diners with Jamie and Gloria being here to support me and just kind of hanging on to the cafe and see what's going on with everything. So it's very, very good. So what's in the future for the SOBs?
Oh, lots of things. We're going to be going on trips and have these wonderful retreats, as I said. And there's just a whole lot of great events that are going on. There'll be merchandise that reflect the brand and all of that. So I'm really excited about where it's heading and how it's going.
Have you thought about doing cruises?
Yeah, that's one of the things that we will be doing, and we'll be doing seminars on the cruises, and then, of course, they'll have their free time, too, and some other planned activities, but there will be cruises, and there will be some exotic trips and really some interesting things.
So, again, how can people reach you if they're wanting to get some one-on-one or interested in the seminar again for you?
Well, they can email me at Gayle, that's G-A-Y-L-E, at funkyoldbroad.com. And if they put in the subject line, Transformation Cafe, I'll know they came from the show, and I'll be glad to be in touch with them, tell them about our activities, or they can go to the website, Living Regret Free, or funkyoldbroad.com, and they can sign up for my free newsletter. That's it goes out every single Monday. And in that newsletter, we give them a recap of what the activities have been for the week. Then we give them some tips, we answer a question, and then we have a feature article.
How wonderful. Yeah, I actually signed up for the SOB newsletter today, so I'm looking forward to getting that.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. So do you just write that, or do you have other people that have been with you for a while?
Yeah, I
you
write it
that.
Every Monday, yeah.
Okay. And what inspires you to do the newsletter?
Well, just what my week has been. I found when I did my surveys that people wanted to know how I lived my life. So the first part of the newsletter is all my activities for the week, what I've done. And then, you know, I talk about the Q&A, which they always seem to have a good question that they ask me, and I give them my philosophy for the answer. We give them a couple of tips and then the article. And really, I did it to keep in touch with the people who really want to know what's going on in my life.
Oh, that's cool. So it's Funky Outrageous Broad's basically wisdom. There
right.
you go.
Exactly.
The spunky wisdom. I love that. I love
that's
that.
Right.
That's really cool. That's very, very cool. So you also have where you're available in San Diego in California. Is that true?
That's right. I come out to San Diego every single month for a week. I haven't figured out how to be there longer, but eventually my son is going to move in with me because we're both single now. So,
okay.
So when he's here, it'll be easier to have somebody with the animals and, you know, spend more time out in San Diego. But right now, that's kind of how it goes. And then all the little trips I have in between where I speak and things like that. So if anybody out there wants to bring me in to be a speaker at their event, they can also be in touch with me for that.
Well, there you go. There we go. Gayle is just a moving, grooving kind of gal. I can see why people look at it and go, I cannot keep up with Gail. She's just got so much going on. Although I think we can hang. I think we can hang together, Gail.
I think
we got
so.
The same kind of energy kind of going on there. So we were talking to Gloria about that, about since Gloria's in the San Diego area, next time Gail's in the local area, we'll have to go down and just kind of hang out and maybe discuss maybe some possibilities of some other theme shows and things like that. That would be very fun. It'd be very
fun. Yeah, absolutely. Well,
yeah.
Gloria's got a lot going on, too, so it would be a
yes,
fun time.
Yes, she does. And you know what? She's got a lot of stuff going on in the wings, and when she's ready, she's going to share with that on the cafe. So there you go.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
So that's always really good. So what is it like going on TV? What's that like for you?
Well, it depends on the host, doesn't it?
Sometimes you
can ask questions you like, sometimes you don't. Sometimes they throw you a curve. Sometimes they let you do a little bit of a promo, and sometimes they put your website up on the screen, and sometimes they won't. So it really just depends on the host. But going on TV is a great thing, and it gives you a lot of coverage, a lot of publicity, and it really, I think it kind of gives you that credibility and that stature, and that's what I like about it. And I love to talk to people anyway, so it's a wonderful venue for me.
Well, and it's so easy for, I can tell you're just an easygoing kind of gal for to sneak, you know, put you in any kind of situation. You're just like, okay, what are we talking about? Let's just go for it.
Exactly. Somebody said to me, oh, I'd love to be a speaker, but I would be scared to death. And I said, you could hand me a bag of potato chips and I could talk about it for an hour. So.
Well, there's the challenge. There we go. Okay, one on the cruise, we're going to get you a bag of chips. Okay.
That's right.
Well, that'll be the contest to see if she can actually do it. So that's all good. So, okay, Gail, it's just a delight to have you as our guest.
Thank you so much. And thank you, everybody, for listening. And anybody have any questions for me? I mean,
yeah,
I don't know.
Gloria or Jamie, do you, I, you know, how come, is it just limited to the gals? It seems like the guys could really benefit from this, too.
Absolutely. Sometimes, well, I do have some men who are subscribers, but it's really interesting because they say, well, why can't we belong? And I say, well, because there's a lot of things out there for men, but not necessarily for women. So this is our time.
Then they'd be soggy. They'd be funky old guys.
That's right.
Yeah, they'd be a SOG. Instead of an SOB, they'd be an SOG.
Right, exactly. Well, I was at a convention once, and I met somebody. In fact, I have my picture taken with him. He's run for vice president of the Libertarian Party, and he called himself an SOB. He's the son of a butcher. And so I went and had the picture taken with him.
Son of a butcher. There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, that's one thing I've really noticed is just it seems like kind of the guys are kind of on the outside there sometimes, and they totally can benefit from it as much as we can. So,
and
especially with the male-female and the guys are recognizing that we're all, you know, we're all carrying that energy with us and getting more balanced and having a more of a harmonic, you know, way with each other. It makes it kind of nice that we can feel like we're all in the same place. It's a little bit different perspective, but yet we all have those same kind of life experiences that help us to be full-rounded. So it's a good thing.
I think I do hear the waves now.
Do you hear the waves?
Yeah.
Now they're being quiet.
Oh.
Okay, here comes one.
I heard something.
Yeah, the waves are in the background. We're talking to the ocean. We got a girl with a dog going by. She's like, what are you doing? You're talking to me? No, we're talking to the ocean. It's okay. We talk to the ocean. We're cool like that. So it's all very good. So, well, Gloria and Jamie, thank you again for always being on. And Miss Gail, thank you for being just a wonderful guest chef.
Thank you so much for having me, Robin. You're terrific.
And you guys just have a wonderful evening. And Miss Gail, you can go to bed now. I know it's midnight, and you're just ready to go to sleep. So there
That's
you go.
Right.
Give sweet dreams. And anybody who wants to get a hold of Gail, again, get to her website, and you can give us a call here at the cafe, and we will definitely forward that on. So you guys have a great night, and we'll see you next time at the cafe.
Take care.
Thanks.
Let me switch the last minute.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you. We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com.